Let's talk. This is a reading on Anthony Paolini. Paolini is P-A-O-L-I-N-I. P as in Paul. P-A-O-L-I-N-I. N as in Nancy. Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. They're about 10-1-59. They're visit 1-13-26. Please make a copy for John Chuning Dio. Chuning, C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending Anthony Paolini for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next, respiratory illness. This is a 66-year-old, extremely obese white male with a history of obstructive sleep apnea. Had a polysomnographic study done. Then more than 2 years ago was prescribed CPAP setup, which he has been using with a full face mask. The patient has previously had gastric bypass surgery in 2009 and apparently lost more than 50 pounds. And he does have some trouble ambulating. He has gained some weight back over the past 6 months. And the patient does complain of some daytime sleepiness and was prescribed modafinil, 100 milligrams a day. He also was being treated for hypertension and diabetes and reflux disease. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes history of gastric bypass in 2009, history of right hip replacement surgery in August of 25, and previous history of hypertension for more than 10 years. He has had atrial arrhythmias. And has been treated for deep venous thrombosis of the right leg. The patient has narcolepsy. His med list included Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, Lisix 40 milligrams daily, Farxiga 10 milligrams daily, Tramadol 50 milligrams PRN, Losartan 25 milligrams a day, Kalorcon 25 milliequivalents daily, Manjaro 2.5 milligrams weekly, metoprolol 100 milligrams BID, modafinil 100 milligrams a day, albuterol inhaled 2 puffs PRN, aspirin 1 daily. Next, habits. The patient smoked in the past for about 15 years, about a pack a day, and he also smoked cigars for more than 10 years. Alcohol use, mostly wine. Next, paragraph, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother died of lung cancer. Next, system review. The patient has had weight gain, fatigue, and he has double vision, also has hoarseness, no nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has hay fever. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or black stools. He has constipation. And he has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle. I'm sorry, he does have some calf muscle pains and has leg swelling. He has anxiety and depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches. Denies headaches, seizures, but has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And skin rash and itching. Next, physical exam. This obese elderly white male has blood, no acute distress, no pallor signs, is clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse is 86, respiration's 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 311, saturation 98, HEND anomphalic, pupils reactive. Sclera were injected, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds, no wheezes or crackles. Heart sounds are regular, irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft. Protuberant, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema 2 plus, decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin pigmented in the lower extremities, peripheral pulses are diminished. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea, number 2 is narcolepsy, number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is exogenous obesity. And next, number 8 is history of DVT. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a chest x-ray. Copy of his previous pulmonologist notes will be requested. And he was advised to lose weight. And continue with the anticoagulation and a follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy for John Chuning Dio. Thank you.